理课堂听 class.com。
Model Test 7. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once.After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations. Question 11.Do you feel like going jogging with me?
I'd love to, but I have a previous engagement with my sister. She's sick, and I'll look after her daughter.
What will the woman do?
Question 12. I heard that your brother was planning to transfer to another university.
Not if I can talk him out of it. Believe me, I'm trying.
What does the man imply? Question 13. Where were you on the New Year's Eve last year?
I don't remember all the details. I had quite a lot of drink that night. But I spent much of the time on a beautiful cruise ship from Hong Kong to Macau.
What do we learn from the conversation?Question 14. Good evening, sir. We've got a complaint from your neighbor. He's trying to get some sleep as he has an early start tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do apologize. I suppose we were talking rather loudly. It's just that we signed an important contract and we were having a bit of celebration.
Where might the conversation take place?Question 15. Cindy and Mark haven't been talking to each other lately. I wonder what happened.
I haven't a single idea either. But if I were you, I'd stay out of it.
What does the man mean?Question 16.
I am having a hard time with my biology class. I am seriously considering hiring a tutor.
Here is my advice. Don't make a mistake I made last semester and wait until after the midterm exam to do it.
What does the woman mean?
Question 17.
This is Tom Lee speaking. Could you tell me when I can meet Mr. Smith tomorrow?
Let me see. He'll go to see his doctor at 8 and have a meeting at 10 in the morning. Well, he will be in his office the whole afternoon.
What does Mr. Smith plan to do at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Question 18. I think something is wrong with the washing machine. When I did my laundry just now, it made some strange noise. Maybe you should call somebody to fix it.
Don't worry, honey. The repairman is already on the way over to take a look at it.
What does the man imply? Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1.
English Language Center, may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to find out more information about your program. For example, what kind of courses do you offer?
Well, first of all, the purpose of our program is to provide language learning opportunities to this area's community. Whether a student's goal is to master basic functional language skills, let's say for his or her job, or to study intensively to enter the U.S. college or university.
Okay, I'm calling for a friend who is interested in attending a U.S. university.
Then that's the kind of instruction that we provide, from basic communication courses to content-based classes, such as computer literacy, intercultural communication, and business English.
Great! What are your application deadlines for the next semester?
Well, we ask applicants to apply no later than 2 months before the semester begins. This gives us time to process the application and issue the students 120.
120?
Oh, 120 is a form that indicates that we are giving permission for the student to study in our program. And then the student takes this form to the U.S. Embassy in his or home country to apply for the F1 student visa.
All right. What is the tuition for a full-time student?
It's $2,030.
And how does one apply?
Well, we can send you an application and you can mail it back to us, or you can fill out our application that's on our website. Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. Why did the woman call the English Language Center? Question 20. What can we learn about the application for the program? Question 21. How much is the tuition fee for a full-time student? Conversation 2. You're going to Southeast Asian countries for a holiday soon, aren't you?
Yes, next month. But to tell you the truth, I'm not feeling very happy about it. I'm a bit worried about my health.
Really? What a shame. You do look a bit pale. What's the matter with you?
Oh, nothing is wrong with me now. I'm still kind of terrified by the tsunami last year. But what worries me most is there may be dangerous insects up there. I've got this fear of being bitten by insects and catching some disease. I hear there is a lot of dirt and disease in hot countries.
Nonsense. Just take some cream for the insect bites.
Yes, I will. I'm taking a lot of pills, too. But I'm afraid the heat might make me feel faint.
I'm sure it won't. There will be air conditioning in your hotel to cool the air. Anyhow, it won't be very hot at this time of year. If you keep in the shade and make sure that your skin doesn't burn, you'll be all right. You know, it's stupid to let these worries spoil your holiday.
Well, I don't know.
Believe me, I went to the Southeast Asian countries last year, and I had a wonderful time. When I got back, I felt great. I'd never felt so well.
Now I feel ashamed of feeling so nervous about it. So you truly think I've got nothing to worry about?
Nothing at all. You should just go ahead and enjoy your holiday.
Surely I will. Thanks a lot. Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. Why is the woman unhappy for going to Southeast Asian countries for a holiday? Question 23. What fears the woman most in the coming holiday? Question 24. According to the conversation, what is the woman going to take for her holiday? Question 25. At the end of the conversation, what is the woman's idea about her trip plan?
Section B. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Lipstick plays an important role in sexual attraction, and even protects the lips from drying out in harsh weather. No wonder it's the most important item in a women's cosmetics bag. Around 50% of all women wear lipstick. Colouring the lips is certainly not a new idea. Evidence suggests it was practiced as early as 3500 BC. In the past, a natural dye was used to paint lips. It was not until the 17th century that lipstick manufacturing really took off. The lipstick was made of mixtures that included pig fat and red sandalwood. It was kept in tiny pots and applied with a colouring stick. Lipstick was invented and first shown by Parisian perfumiers in Amsterdam, but these little red sausages were less than practical. They were wrapped in silk paper, and the ends had to be broken off before each use. They also did not come cheap. Over the years, the sticks became less expensive, and new colours were developed. But it was not until 1950 that lipstick, accidentally, was reinvented by the Americans. Nowadays, faced with a large number of choices in the cosmetics departments, it is easy to forget that there is a whole science to manufacturing them. The basic ingredients are colours, oils, and waxes, but they can contain up to 30 different materials. Lipstick manufacturers have to achieve a delicate balance. They need a thicker oil to make the lipstick last longer, but a thinner one to make it easy to apply. Different oils also provide protection for sensitive lips, preventing them from drying up.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. What did people use to paint lips in the past? Question 27. What is the feature of the early lipstick? Question 28. What ingredient in lipstick can make it last longer? Passage 2. There are many explanations of why people catch colds. Some say colds are caused by the environment. Others say colds can result from smoking too much, lack of exercise, not enough rest, poor diet, or working too hard. But new studies suggest that people who feel extreme tension for a long period of time also may be at a higher risk of developing a cold. The researchers note that stress is not the cause of all colds. But studies show that people who suffer from stress caused by serious personal problems are more likely to get sick than those who do not. Researchers have spent years trying to find out why some people have colds more often than others. An early study directed in 1991 showed that emotional stress can lead to colds. In current studies, researchers at the University of Pittsburgh studied almost 300 people. Ages 18 to 55. They were given physical, social, and mental and emotional examinations. Then live cold viruses were placed in their noses. During the next 5 days, they were examined to find out who became infected by the virus and then developed signs of a cold. Such signs include coughing, sneezing, and a blocked nose. Stress lowers resistance, but just how it does is unknown. So in this study, the researchers look for the kinds of stress involved and how they might have affected resistance to colds. The study found that severe stress lasting a month or more increased the risk of a cold. Two causes of stress, losing a job or having difficulties with family members or friends, increased the risk the most.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29. What's the talk mainly about? Question 30. What can we know according to the study directed in 1991? Question 31. What kind of people is liable to develop a cold? Passage 3. The World Health Organization says almost 40 million people around the world are blind. There are about 1 million blind people in the United States. The largest and most influential organization of blind people in this country is the National Federation of the Blind. NFB officials say the nation does not have any colleges or universities that serve only blind students. They say the reason for this is that blind people must learn to live among people who can see. American colleges and universities do accept blind students, and they provide services to help these students succeed. For example, colleges find people who write down what the professor say in class, and they provide technology that can help blind students with their work. However, experts say colleges can best help blind students by making it clear that the students should learn to help themselves. National Federation of the Blind officials say blind students from other nations do come to the United States to attend college. Some can even get financial aid. The NFB awards about 30 scholarships each year that have no citizenship requirement. The applications for scholarships are closed for next year. However, information about such aid and other services can be found at its website, nfb.org. NFB officials say blind students interested in attending college in the United States should communicate with the schools they want to attend. College officials will provide them with the information they need.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 32. What's the passage discussed? Question 33. How many blind people are there in the United States? Question 34. Why doesn't America have any colleges or universities only for blind students? Question 35. According to the NFB, whom should blind students contact if they are interested in attending college in the United States?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
Imagine sending electronic mail to your friend in the U.S., or discussing your gardening problem with a landscaper in Australia, or searching the contents of several university libraries without leaving home. All of this and more is possible when you get connected via the Internet. The Internet is one of the fastest evolving phenomena in the history of computing. This global network links people, countries, and communities together in amazing ways. It is not surprising to see an internet address on TV or a company's internet address at the bottom of an advertisement in a popular magazine. In the cyberspace world, you will find friends and colleagues that share common interests. Together or on your own, you can explore the constantly changing features of the online world. What exactly is the internet? Simply put, the internet is a collection of thousands of computer networks that are networked together. What is a computer network? It occurs when two or more computers are connected to one another to share information. The Internet is an enormous, constantly expanding, worldwide system of connected networks with literally millions of resources. Email, certainly the most widely used service, allows everybody to exchange messages with millions of people around the world. People from almost every country on Earth, of all ages and viewpoints, freely share their ideas, information, and experiences through the Internet. You can download thousands of programs, graphics, sounds, and text files from the internet. You can even create your own pages, a place where people can learn about you. In short, the internet is a good portion of the world brought to us electronically.
Now the passage will be read again. Imagine sending electronic mail to your friend in the US or discussing your gardening problem with a landscaper in Australia or searching the contents of several university libraries without leaving home. All of this and more is possible when you get connected via the internet. The internet is one of the fastest evolving phenomena in the history of computing. This global network links people, countries, and communities together in amazing ways. It is not surprising to see an internet address on TV or a company's internet address at the bottom of an advertisement in a popular magazine. In the cyberspace world, you will find friends and colleagues that share common interests. Together or on your own, you can explore the constantly changing features of the online world. What exactly is the internet? Simply put, the internet is a collection of thousands of computer networks that are networked together. What is a computer network? It occurs when two or more computers are connected to one another to share information. The internet is an enormous, constantly expanding, worldwide system of connected networks with literally millions of resources. Email, certainly the most widely used service, allows everybody to exchange messages with millions of people around the world. People from almost every country on Earth, of all ages and viewpoints, freely share their ideas, information, and experiences through the internet. You can download thousands of programs, graphics, sounds, and text files from the internet. You can even create your own pages, a place where people can learn about you. In short, the internet is a good portion of the world brought to us electronically.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. Imagine sending electronic mail to your friend in the U.S., or discussing your gardening problem with a landscaper in Australia, or searching the contents of several university libraries without leaving home. All of this and more is possible when you get connected via the Internet. The Internet is one of the fastest evolving phenomena in the history of computing. This global network links people, countries, and communities together in amazing ways. It is not surprising to see an Internet address on TV or a company's Internet address at the bottom of an advertisement in a popular magazine. In the cyberspace world, you will find friends and colleagues that share common interests. Together or on your own, you can explore the constantly changing features of the online world. What exactly is the Internet? Simply put, the Internet is a collection of thousands of computer networks that are networked together. What is a computer network? It occurs when two or more computers are connected to one another to share information. The Internet is an enormous, constantly expanding, worldwide system of connected networks with literally millions of resources. Email, certainly the most widely used service, allows everybody to exchange messages with millions of people around the world. People from almost every country on Earth, of all ages and viewpoints, freely share their ideas, information, and experiences through the Internet. You can download thousands of programs, graphics, sounds, and text files from the Internet. You can even create your own pages, a place where people can learn about you. In short, the Internet is a good portion of the world brought to us electronically. ¶¶